The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Knott, CEO of Savannah Energy. Andrew, welcome on again.
Thank you very much, Justin. Good morning.
You're like a regular guest here, but it's good to see you because that means regular news. And, of course, yesterday you announced first gas sales to Central Horizon Gas Company. Today, first gas sales of Transaffin Power Limited. So tell us about this, Andrew. Take us through the detail here.
Yeah, so this is the third contract that we've operationalized over the course of the last month. This contract now means, to put it into perspective, that this time last year we were connected to 14% of Nigeria's thermal power generation capacity. We're now connected to about 24%. So we're doing what we said we were going to do when we acquired the business. We've gone from 3 significant customers to 7. There'll be more customers to come. And when I say acquired the business, when we bought the Nigerian our Nigerian assets. We've delivered double-digit revenue growth since acquisition. That's clearly likely to continue given the progress that we're making. It's all go. And there'll be more that we expect further news on gas sales agreements over the course of the coming months as well. So I don't think the story ends there. But it's been a lot of work to get where we're getting to, and there's a lot more work to go into to keep on developing that business.
Yeah. What's your thoughts at the moment, just generally macro on, you know, oil and gas prices? Do you think we're at the highs? Is it going higher? I mean, obviously it's a personal opinion, but do you have a thought on it?
Look, I think from the oil and gas markets are very different, and the oil and gas markets that we play in are very different. So oil's a fungible commodity. It's a liquid. There's a global spot market. You can stick it in a pipe, send it anywhere, stick it in a ship, etc., etc. It's very simple. And there's a clear shortage, and there's not really very many artificial transportation constraints. So I think with the lack of investment we've seen in oil investment, clearly I think that results in a supportive macro dynamic. Certainly over the course of the next 2 years, this is a significant ramp up in capital investment. And then in terms of gas, that's different. It's not a fungible commodity. It's much less easy to transport. It's much more capital intensive to transport. So it depends on where you are. So in the case of Savannah, we're supplying gas domestically. We typically look to supply to power stations and in a way that will provide long-term certainty in terms of pricing. But in terms of being not really a relevant Savannah question, unless we were to start also exporting our gas. You've got the same dynamic in gas as you have in oil. There's been a significant move away from financing capital investment in those projects, and therefore there's a significant supply constraint that's emerged, which is very obvious in the pricing. And if you look back at my shareholder letters, that stuff that I was writing about for the last 2 or 3 years, it's very clear that, I mean, to put it into perspective, about a third of all global capital investment is in oil and gas industry, and that's required to sustain our current quality of lives. So that is the degree of investment. So if you start constraining that very quickly, you have problems. Clearly over the medium term, there's a big move into renewables. Savannah's moving into renewables, but it's highly unlikely that we will end up in a renewable only world. I believe we'll still be relying on oil and gas for a long, long time to come, just given practical constraints and the reality, especially in a place like Africa where you don't have the infrastructure that enables, for example, gas to power everything.
Yeah. And so do you see, I'm saying a lot of people say that this is not the normal type of, you know, boom bust for oil sort of energy prices are going to stay higher for longer because of these, like you say, supply constraints and all the issues around the globe. Do you see that happen? You know, but do you see energy staying quite high for longer this time?
I'm not sure about longer. Like, my general belief is that any form of advantage will get competed away by the market. So what I mean by that is that if companies generate supernormal returns, then I expect the capital that is required to come in to normalize that return. It's the same on the other side. Every time oil hits $20 a barrel, people say it's different. There's a new reason why it's not going to go back up, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
The reality is, while the world still needs oil,
mm-hmm.
Well, as long as the world still needs oil, the price has to reflect a level which stimulates the investment required to produce that oil.
Yes.
And it's cyclical, and there's time lags and stuff, but over an average period, it's clearly going to have to reflect the marginal cost.
Mm-hmm. Plus
an economic rate of return.
Yeah, I know. It's nice to hear it from your perspective as well, though, in Africa and what you're doing there, and this sustainability of that, you know. Excellent stuff. Andrew, if you could then, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Savannah Energy to their watch list, please.
I think the first reason is the quality of our asset base. I think all of our assets make a significant difference in the countries in which we operate, and they're all very high quality. The second is the organic growth within those assets. I've outlined that in detail in my shareholder letter. I really recommend anybody that's looking at our company to read my shareholder letter. There's also two related thought pieces in the annual report. One is by NJA Uke, who's the chairman of the African Energy Council, that talks about energy poverty and what's needed to, some ideas around how to solve that. And it's unsurprisingly that's related to finance, which is related to what we just discussed. And secondly, by the VP of Nigeria, on the contradictions and hypocrisy of some of the policies that we're seeing in the West relative to some of the policies for the emerging world, where actually the marginal use of energy will deliver the biggest gains. And those three pieces really summarise where we are. And then the last sort of macro reason is, I talked about it before, I believe we're in a period where there's a once-in-a-generation opportunity to, it's associated with the energy transition, to build a significant renewable energy business, but also to acquire assets that are no longer material to super majors, manage them with more TLC, invest in those assets, and both those hydrocarbons and those renewable assets, as I said before, will be an essential part of the energy transition, especially in Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff.
So essentially, we're a high growth. I view us as a high growth energy company that's solving the problems the world needs to be solved, Africa in particular.
Yeah. Thanks, Andrew. And like I said, lots of things going on. More gas sales to happen. So no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Very sure of that. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.